You believe that? You truly believe that, huh? I'll say that. Now I want to read that right now. So you said that has nothing to do with Messiah. He said, they shall know that they are, Yahweh shall establish me. He said, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name, by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. Now the scripture says in Mark chapter 9. Now we'll show you, no different now. He is the same. Mark chapter 9, verse 36. Mark chapter 9, verse 36. The scripture says, and he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken him in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever, that's what he said now, shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receiveth me, receive not me, but him that sent me. Is that not plain? That's what he said. Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, for he knew whose name he came in. Can't deny it. No, this doesn't come from searching out some book. It comes from searching one book. That's the only book I've searched is the one here. No, it doesn't come from looking on the internet trying to find something to prove him. No, he's already proven it in my heart. And so his light, when I read his scripture, it just shines to bring his fullness forth in my heart. I don't need that. No. This comes from studying and searching the scriptures to see if I have eternal life in this book. See if it's something I can truly trust in and have confidence in. That's where it comes from. Now he said to them, he said, now all the people of the earth, Deuteronomy 28:10, all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by my name, and they shall be afraid of thee. And you are sure with the same anointing, he says, whosoever shall receive one of these such now children. Now those were the children of Yahweh, weren't they? Were they not? He said, the earth are going to be afraid of you. He said, whoever receive one of these children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receive not me. What he was saying is not me now. I want you to understand, it's just not me what you actually see. Oh, it is me, but it's not me. I want you to understand that. And what he says, then there's a contradictory there. No contradictory there. None. He said, receive is not me, but him that sent me. For he was saying that his name. So you're going to be known by his name. For I come in his name. Now you know, you must understand that this surname thing is just some new phenomenon. It was not in the days of old. The surname, David Roberts. No, it was just David. David had no last name. And so they were known by the name. Every child was known. Look at those names that I just called. Agad and Abihu and Aaron and Moses. Do they not represent the Father? He knew them from the foundation of the earth. The name David, beloved one. He knew Bathsheba Davis. He knew her whoredom. He knew her sins. And he said, not Andre, just name him David. Just name him David. And a name that I detest and despise. I was a young man before I had some understanding of that name when I really searched it out to see what he meant. And then only then could I appreciate it. Before then, I didn't like that. David, beloved of him. He is the beloved one. He is the beloved one. And every name represented his kingdom, his authority, and his place. David's name was not David Smith, David Jones. It was just David. 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 And most countries of the world, only in this nation, they have no surnames. It's Benny. Abul. Josiah. Mama's name and daddy's name. But daddy and uncle, that's it. Daddy's surname. Daddy's first name and mama. Uncle's first name. That's how they named him. They had no surnames. And that's the truth. He said, whosoever shall receive one of these children in my name. He knew his name. In my name, what he said now, receiveth me. They know me. They know who I am. When you receive him, you exactly know who he is. You know who he is. You know who he was sent from. You know his purpose and who he is from. You know that. He said, and whosoever shall receive me. You acknowledge me, my name. You don't receive me. It's not me there. You really, it's but him that sent me. He said, that's what you really receive, and you're receiving the one that sent me. He said, when you truly receive me, you're receiving your way. He said, when you come to that understanding, when you truly receive me, you truly receive your way. That's why the Jews couldn't receive that. That's why people today can't receive it. It's the truth. Jews. Which are the prophets? that you Jews haven't killed. Which one? They kill every last one of them. You folks today, you Jews will kill every one that speaks his truth. He says that you shall be called by now, that little preposition there, by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. David says in Psalm 68 and 4, I've read it before, but I want to read it again. I know what it says. It says, sing unto Elohim, Psalm 68, 4. Sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by. By. That's what it says now. He rideth upon the heavens. It says extol him. You know what extol is? To lift up. To make known. It says extol him by. Mama said, you're going to live by my rules now. You're going to live by my laws. I'm telling you, boy, I laid down the laws, and you're going to live by them. And I use that metaphor that we may understand the simplicity of this truth. He said, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by now. If he says, extol him by, exalt him, he means that, saints. He said, extol him by his name, Yah. And rejoice before him. That is his name, Yahweh. He said, now extol me by my name. And he tells you his name that he wants you to extol him by now. Every man is known by their own name. We know each other by name. I know Brother Sean by name. I know Sister Polly by name. Did I get that right, Brother Sean? What is it? Plorit. Help me, Father. That's why I don't call her Sister Plorit. I got it now. Bless you, Yahweh. It's there now. Sister Plorit. All right. I like calling her that. Is that all right, Brother Plorit? All right. I got it now, Brother Plorit. I got it now. It's there. Bless you, Father. It is. Brother Plorit, Sister Plorit. You like that better too? I do too. It says, sing unto Elohim, sing praises to his. Not to a name, but to his name. You can say that means it's authority. You are a nutcake if I must use that expression. It means just what he says, his name. Extol, exalt, lift up, praise. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. Do you think he doesn't mean what he said? Huh? Did not Yahshua tell them to do the same? He told them to do the same. There ain't no different, saints. If he had to testify something different than what was written, then he would have been a charlatan, a liar, a thief, and a robber. He was coming by some other way. He said, if any man come by any other way, then he's a robber, he's a thief, he's a liar. So if he had came by any other doctrine, you're sure than a liar, a thief, and a robber. He couldn't come by this way. He had to come by what was written in the text. What Moses said, what Isaiah and Malachi and Obadiah. He had to come that way. That's why they were expecting a Messiah, but it wasn't according to their tradition. They wanted somebody coming over from Rome. Establish them. So the Father said, I'm telling you, Jews, it's not going to be done by might nor by power. He said, it was going to be done by my spirit, my breath in you, my life in you. What is that? Well, you're sure of the hope of glory now. He said, that's not going to be done. It's not going to be done by me overthrowing the world. He said, that ain't nothing. Man, he doesn't even have to snap his hand to overthrow the world. I was looking at that a few days back. I was just simply looking at the universe. What an awesome thing. The universe. This universe that we're in. And then you got within the universe, you got galaxies and all kinds of bodies. And they can't even get to the expanse of Yahweh. Is an awesome king. He reigns from heaven above. They can't even get to they got that Hubble telescope out. And it sends back beautiful pictures. Oh, it doesn't send back the colors. But they have a way, man has a way, because of technology and numbers, to know what colors they are. Have you seen some of the pictures that sent back? Oh, all I could say was, what a glorious one. There's none like you, Yahweh. There are many gods, but there's none like you. See, he is one that has not been made by the figment of man's mind. See, that's what gods are, they're made. Your belly is your God. Your kinfolk, your mama, your daddy, for your steel. He said, stole my name. He stole me. I'm the one that rotted upon the heavens, man. Do you know the expanse of the heavens? I don't. I look at these, look what they call these, what they call the comets, where the clouds and the moon and the sun dwell. They call that the comets heaven. Not this little stuff above us. Well, how far is that above us? Tell me. It is so far, you see, it's blue or whatever up there. That's as far as your ability, your eyes will allow you to see. That's it. And that's why our eyes will never allow us to see him until we get anointed. And our eyes are anointed with the eyes of God. You can't see him from here, you'll never see him when he comes. If you can't see him in scripture, you can't see him when he comes. Well, you said that men have taken a sure man has placed their hands on this and they have corrupted much of this. But his truth still shines through all of that. Why? Because he has written his law not only in the heart of man, but the scriptures say in the inward parts. He has written something, a spiritual mandate in man that no law can bind that. When a man set his heart to know him, he says, seek me and you shall find me. When a man truly sets his heart to seek him, no, it's not some little trivia thing. You shall love you today, Lord. No, sir. Your agenda is him. And your mind is on him when you walk, when you talk, when you think. Sure it is. Don't tell me we can't be that way. I know we can. He says, sing praises unto him. Bye now. That little preposition there, that means that you got to conform to that by his name. And David says, he's a father. I like this. To the fatherless. And he is a judge to the widows. Is Elohim in his holy habitation? He said, I want to tell you something. Yes, Elohim setteth the solitary in family. Just one. That's what he does. He sets the one in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in dry land. Those that are rebellious, they're just like a kindling wood. They're dry. They miss the thing. They spark. He sets in a family, the family solitary. Just have one. Just one. He brings out. Oh, the families of the earth don't praise him. You're not your families, nor mine. They didn't even praise the name of Jesus. They don't praise him. They don't glorify the Father. They don't exalt him. Or they worship in their religious formalities. They worship in their religious traits and traditions. But they don't extol him. No, he says in that family, he says in the families, one solitary, one day. You don't want a solitary, just a single one. That one is just an outcast, far removed from the rest. That's what it is. And when a man is truly in the family of Yahweh, that solitary, he's cast out. He's removed from every type of attachment there is. He's only attached to the Father. As Yahweh was speaking in my heart, I see it in Scripture. Nowhere. Where he's given women revelation of this profound knowledge. He reveals it unto a woman. He does. No, not even Esther. She went to Mordecai. That was the man that had the authority. He knew. Nowhere he gives a woman revelation. Because he knows and he understands. He understands how the subtlety of hell and Satan, what he does. He does. He understands that. Don't he have to give his sister Robert the revelation? No. He reveals the truth to her. But he has to give her the revelation. No, he didn't take Moses' wife up with him. He took Moses. He didn't call their wives. He took the men. And revealed unto them. A man can speak by the power of revelation. And a woman speaks from the revelation. She receives that revelation. She speaks from it. When a woman thinks she has the power to that you're always speaking to her by revelation, she will mess. She will cause hell and havoc. And that's what this wicked house has done. You're supposed to be a woman, isn't she? That's what he's coming for. And because she has not allowed the head. She has not allowed the head. He is the father is the husband man. That's what Yahshua said. He said every branch that brings forth not fruit in the husband man. That's what the father is, isn't he? Is he not the husband man? Does he not purge and cut off? He is the one. And what Yahshua said, I want to tell you something, John. You better get your eyes on him. He said, look at me. Just behold my glory. When you begin to see what I am, do you know who he is? No, don't keep your eyes on me. When you begin to understand me, then you'll know he means what he says. For I'm his son. And he said, man, he said, you got to die. And although I wrestled with that, I was a battle against that. He said, you must die. And I have to obey, for obedience is better than any kind of sacrifice. I could have told them all about him, but the proof was in the resurrection by his spirit, whereby he made me alive and showed me before many. That's where the proof was. So he had to do it that way. Yes. If he could have done it any other way, he could have did it by the mouth of the prophets. But he had to send that prophet and that apostle. He had to send that living word. Sure he had. He said, "Now when you look at me, look at me." He said, "The more you look at me, the more you begin to see him. The more you begin to see his honor. The more you begin to see his glory." He said, "Keep your eyes on me right now. Keep your eyes. The more you see me, that's him." Then you begin to say, "Father, just look at me. We're one. I'm in him and he in me. Oh, just look at me, brother." He said, "Daddy, just look at me. Keep your eyes on me." And the more you keep your eyes on him, the more you begin to see the Father. See the will, saint. And the only way you're going to keep your eyes on him, you got to know who he truly is. We have missed it. Our tradition has caused us to miss many things. And so what he's going to do? Well, he's going to save his people. I believe that. Isn't that something? Because one of the most profound books in text, we believe is Revelation. Well, I believe the most profound book in this book here. Can I tell you which one I believe it is? Every last one of them. They have all equal importance. Why? "For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word." Bam! And said, "They're all equal. They're all equal. They're all equal. They're all equal." Obadiah has as much significance as Ezekiel. Michael, the same as Jeremiah. Huh? Zephaniah, the same as Matthew. Either the Old Testament is every word or it's not, or the New Testament is every word or it's not, or one is every and the other isn't. And then it's a total fabrication of lies. The whole book must be every word. And so you must live by every word. Not the old, not the new, but by every word. Well, what about animal sacrifice? Well, thank you, Yahweh, that he covered that ground. That he covered that ground. Do you not understand that even when Paul, the church of Colossians, and all those say, do you not understand that that was such... What do you think that men, if you really look at church history, what do you think that they, many men were eating, they were known as vegetarians and things like that? Why do you think Paul had to deal with that? Because there was so much sacrifice unto these pagan deities. And what they do, they were sacrificing these pagan gods and they would eat the meat. They do that all over the world now. They do it in Africa, they do it in America, they do it down in Cuba, they do it down in Haiti. They sacrifice these animals, and then they will sell the meat for the people, and they will eat that meat. That's what they will do. And so he is the perfect sacrificial lamb. No God, there was no spot on him. None at all. Period. He's perfect. For he came in the Father's name. Quickly, I want to read this. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1 and 2. By his name. When a man goes by his name, that's why a wife goes, she goes by her husband's surname. Tracy Lindsay. Kathy Miller. Angie Lee. Deborah Wagner. Miss Wagner, that's what they will call you. Miss Lee Smith. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 48, by the power of his name. Yahweh says, "Hear this, O house of Jacob, which is called by my name," which is called by the name now, which is called by the name of Israel. That's by the name they were called by. Jacob, Israel. He called him Israel, didn't he? He said, "You call by the name of Israel." Now, if Yahweh changed his name, is that not his name? He said, "Hear, O Israel, by the name of Israel, and I'll come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of," you swear by now, you tell folks, "It's by the name of Yahweh we do what we do." You swear by the name of Yahweh and make mention of Elohim of Israel. He said, "But not in truth, nor in righteousness." So we had declared we known him and done things in his name. He said, but it wasn't truth now. And it wasn't righteous. For your own greed, your own lust, your sin. But look what he tells them. He said, For they called themselves of the holy city. And stayed themselves, or they leaned upon. They called themselves righteous and holy. We're all the holiness movement. We live sanctified. He said, but they leaned themselves upon Elohim, this Yahweh of Israel. And then he says, Yahweh of the host is his name. But it says there in that text, what it says, God of hosts is his name? Lord of hosts is his name. Lord of hosts? No, it's Yahweh of hosts. He's the one that has the armies of the heavens. Lord of hosts is his name? Which Lord? Yahweh of hosts. Yahweh the mighty one. The one of Sabaoth. The one of armies. The one of victory. He said, Yahweh of hosts is his name. He said, that's my name. He said, yet you want to lean on that name. You want to lean by that name. You want to swear by my name. He said, so you haven't done it in truth. You haven't done that in truth nor in righteousness. I've seen some of the most fearless and vilest unrighteousness in these last times I've ever seen in all my life. Even as a young, studious man desiring to know Yahweh's truth. I've never seen the corruption and the wickedness of the heart of man as I've seen today. I've never. For now, I say, we're coming, you can't even trust in brother, friend, or no one. And he's coming to that. Now, trust in his truth. Well, how will you know his truth? Well, he said his children hear his voice. They know it. Stranger, they won't follow. See, you've heard so many voices, you don't even know his voice. You're hearing your lying voice, your corrupt lies, your self-righteousness, your own goodness. You're not hearing him. As I was in the garden on Friday helping the brothers a little bit, I thought, I said, Yahweh, even the world understand. I said, can you imagine? Because I said to Deacon Minnie, really, we have too many brothers here. I said, can you imagine if every man came here and just did what they wanted to? Can you imagine what that would be like? I said, even the world has enough sense to understand that. And to know that there must be jurisdictions or jobs in the way you do things. Can you imagine someone going to work every day? Thousands of people in a factory and everybody going to do their own thing. What would they do? Tell me. What would they do? They wouldn't do a thing. Why do you think pillow tax and all those companies are shutting down? But because the folks in Mexico will work and they work hard. These lazy, slothful folks in America. That's the problem. I watch people at IBM, they would say, man, let's slow down so we can have some overtime. I said, I won't do it. And I won't work the weekend either. I will say to my manager, I'm not working. We had time to do this job. The folks put in 100%. They don't have to do 110%. Just give an honest effort. That's all they had to do. And they wouldn't do that. I said, I will not work. And they never, never. There were folks that were mandated to work. They would make me do it. Never. Never. I said, we can do it. Well, we can't do it, Dave, of yours. We can. We can. We can. I guarantee you those folks at Pillow Tech wish they had it back whereby they could put out 110, they'll give 125. Sure they would, 125%. That's why 99.5 won't do. You see, that 99.5 can keep the company survive. Or they could have put out enough production, and they could have done things in a way where you could have saved the company money. Sure they could have. I was telling Brother Dale about this one woman, 47 years old. She got a house and a car. She said, I lost all my freedom now. I got to move back in with my mama. I'm losing my house. All I got is my car. I'm losing all of my freedom. And I said to Brother, I said, look at all these cars out there. You can see the parking lot with nothing but nice cars out there. And I said, I guarantee they haven't given Yahweh a nickel. And now the calamity is coming upon them. And they're going to weep and they're going to howl. He's going to mock them. Oh, yeah, he's going to mock them. There are going to be families that break up. Those were the people, the average salary was $11 an hour. That's good money. That's good. Most of the folks uneducated. I saw this old black woman in the paper. She looked so pitiful, so sad. You could tell that's all she knew was a milk jar. Probably straight out of high school, 16, 17 years old. Been there, but you could tell she was about my age. Probably been there 35 years. 30 years. That's all she knows. You didn't see no fear of Yahweh, no gladness of him in her eyes. They spent their money on leisures and pleasures of their own lust and their own sin. And now, pay-up time is coming. They're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay. They're going to have to pay. He's going to say, where was I? What did I need you? Where were you? They're all doing their own things. Sure, they're going to pay. No, no glory in that. I feel sorry for the folks. As I look at them, they don't even know what to do. There were 200 jobs at Walmart. 200 jobs. They had opening for 200 jobs. They got 3,000 applications like that for 200 jobs. Can you imagine? And I said to the brothers yesterday, can you imagine that those that were making 50,000 or more, and their wives probably worked there making 35,000, and their whole life based down upon that, they refinanced that $165,000 house 3 or 4 times, taking the money, paid out credit cards, took vacations, and enjoyed their flesh, and all of a sudden today, they have no jobs. What does he resort to? He never called upon this great king before then. What do you think he's going to call upon? The bottle? Abuse? That's what's going to happen. But they knew me. They glorified me not as Yahweh. So he gave them up to vile affection. Unclean things. But the man in his own lust burning one for another. Man and woman leaving the natural use. Is that planned, saints? And they have this picture of these folks gathered, women in pants, looking wicked. They've been praying every week now, once a week. They're making it sure they want the news reporters there now. No, man, they're truly praying. That's the spirit of a Pharisee. That's what that is. Man is truly praying. He gets in a little corner and just begins to weep and cry. Oh, they want to be seen. They're like they're doing something so righteous. Believe me, even their God is not going to answer that prayer. Is shut down, and it's not going to be revived. America is going to feel the crushing blow of this almighty king, because she has sinned in a way that's so grievous. And she says unto him, you will not tell me what to do. The scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 32, by his name. Let me read this, and I want to get to some, everything is important. But Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 26, I want to begin reading. Glory. Jeremiah 32, verse 26. The scripture says, then came the word of Yahweh unto Jeremiah, saying, Yahweh speaking unto this prophet. You know, that saints, think about that. Stop for 1 second. Is this great Elohim talking to a man? If we believe this to be true, how does he identify him? Even your own conscience speak to you, your own man. He had to identify himself in a way that it did something. It caused the mind and the spirit of Jeremiah to quake. He says, behold, I am. First of all, he told him, I am Yahweh, the Elohim of all flesh. And is there anything too hard for me? Therefore, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will give the city into the hands of the Chaldeans and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. And he shall take it, and the Chaldeans shall fight against, and the Chaldeans shall fight against the city, and shall come and set fire on the city and burn it with the houses, upon the, whose roofs they have offered up incense unto Baal, unto the Lord, and poured out drink offerings unto other Elohim, to provoke me to anger. For the children of Israel and the children of Judah have only done evil before me from their youth. For the children of Israel have only provoked me to anger with the works of their hands, saith Yahweh. He said, for this city have been to me as a provocation of my anger and of my fury from the day that they built it even unto this day, and it still is. That I shall remove it before my face. That's why he's going to have a new Jerusalem. Because all of the evil of the children of Israel and the children of Judah, which they have done to provoke me to anger, they, their kings, their princes, their priests, and their prophets, and the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and they have turned unto me, and they have turned unto me the back and not the face, though I taught them, rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. He said, but they, this is what they have done now. Listen, they have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name. That's what they have done. That's what this religious world has done. That's why you got the Episcopalians. You got the Black Methodists. The house should be called by his name. Yahweh's tabernacle. He said, they've set their abominations. And so what they do in the Black African Episcopal churches, whole houses, they salute blackness. what they do in the Episcopalians, they salute their arrogance and their pride. It's the same, no difference at all. And he said, that shouldn't be. He said, these are abominations unto me. There should be only one name in his name. The house should be named after him. He said, which is called by my name to defile it. And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the sons of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire of Molech, which I commanded them not, neither came, look at this now, neither came it into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. And now therefore thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, concerning this city, whereof ye say, it shall be delivered into the hands of the king of Babylon by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries where I have driven them in my anger and in my fury, and in great wrath I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely, and they shall be my people. See, they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim. And he talks about he will give them one heart, one mind, and one spirit, that they will worship him. What they have done to his house, they have taken his name off and put every kind of name in there. And that's what we have done. We have taken the name of Yahshua Messiah from off that insignia, that sign on our foreheads, that the enemy may know that we are the seed of righteousness. And we have placed our name up there. David, David's pride, David's arrogance, David's haughtiness, David's way. And it ought not to be that way. They removed his name. And he said, this house shall be called by my name. He wanted his house to be called by his name, that the powers of hell may know that this is my dwelling place. He means that. That's why Yahshua will call by his name. Why? Because he dwelt in that body of Messiah. And that's why we are called by his name. Because he isn't the spirit of Yahweh dwelling in us. For his spirit dwells in us. It's a simple truth. Men have complicated it and made it so difficult for anyone to understand, saints. And it's very sad. And that's why you have such diversity. That's why you have such differences of opinion. Because men are not truly born again. That's the truth. How did that 70 understand Messiah when he spoke and they went out? And they did great things. They went out in that name. They couldn't go out in their own name. They went out because they were fearful. Even using that name, it had to take the power of his spirit to keep them from the fear of what they would do to them. And they went and they did it. And that's what's wrong with folks, that they are fearful. I'm not fearful of his beautiful name. Nobody uses it. I will. I want to read some scriptures quickly. Exodus 33 and 17. Exodus 33, 17. If you think that by the name doesn't mean anything, then you're wrong. You turn to Exodus 33, 17. And then Matthew 27, 32. Let me read Exodus 33, 17 first. But I want to show you if you think it means nothing. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Exodus 33, verse 17. Yahweh said unto Moses, he said, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight. And he said, Moses, I know thee by name. Do you think he knew Moses by name? Do you really believe he knew Moses by name? Do you think he knows you by name? I will show you in Matthew 27 and verse 33. 31 and verse 32. The scripture says, Matthew 27, and after they had mocked him, Yahshua, they took the robe off him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to be crucified. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Simon by name. So if Moses, Yahweh knew Moses by name, he brought Messiah to this man, Simon by name. Do you think that he wants us to know him by name? He said he brought him to the feet of this Simon of Cyrene by name. And that was the name that Simon was known by. Simon. Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. Do you think that Simon was just there? Or was that the right Simon of Cyrene that Yahweh intended to be there? That was the right Simon there. Just like the right Honeycutt, the right David Lee was right there birthed at that time by name that Yahweh called him. He said, I know thee by name, Moses. I know thee. He said, I know thee by name. And if he knew Moses by name, did he not know Simon by name? And he wants us to know him by name. Not by some title. Lord is a title. God is a title. It is not by name. He said, my house shall be called by my name. And his name is Yahweh. Yahweh's house. The tabernacle of Yahweh. He said, shall know me by name. That is what Yahweh intends. Turn back to Exodus 35. Exodus 35, verse 30, and 1 Samuel 17. Exodus 35, verse 30, 1 Samuel 17, 23. Yahweh knows what he's doing. So Exodus 35, verse 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, look and understand, Yahweh hath called by name Belzeli, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. For what purpose? Verse 31. And he hath filled him with the spirit of Elohim, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. He called Belzeli by name. And if you think by name or the conformity or that name has no significance, then 1 Samuel 17, 23. 1 Samuel 17, 23. And as he talked with them, behold, look at this now. There came the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name. Do you call Goliath any other name but Goliath? The scriptures say Goliath was known by name. And if Goliath was known by name, this vile king of the Philistines, then why is not Yahweh known by name? First of all, it tells you the title of Goliath. What was his title? He was a champion. He was a champion. Goliath was a champion. Now, they may call him champ, but they knew that Goliath was a champ. Goliath the champ. And now presenting unto you the heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali. Everybody knew the champ because they knew him by name in that era. Everybody knew Mike Tyson by name. Why? Because he was the champion in boxing. Everybody know in the cycling world, no Armstrong because he is a cycling champ. Isn't that something? Because of all these demon powers, you have these sporting venues, they're named for the excellence of the demonic forces that gives them strength. And everybody knows who was the football champions last year. They call them the world football champs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They all have names. They champions, the title of what they have reaped. But yet they have name. They're all football teams, aren't they? That's the title of all them, football teams. Isn't that so? But they all have names. The Carolina Panthers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, San Francisco Giants, New England Patriots, New York Giants. They all have names. They're all football teams, just like Goliath was the champion. But they knew him. That's what it says. And they knew him. And they came to the champion, the Philistine of Goliath, of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines. And he spoke according to the same words, and David heard them. David came in the name of Almighty Yahweh. He came out with sword and mesh and shield. But he said, I come in the name of this great king that sent me to kill you, you dog. Yes, sir. That's what he did. Come on, little man. Come on. I got to look at that height of Goliath again. And his, come on, his spear was about 800 pounds. That's not even a man. No, I don't believe that's a fairy tale or some fictional. My wife said to me the other day, you believe that with John? I said, come on, sister, look at some of these men, these minute bulls, 6'7", 6'7", 8". I said, Sister Roberts, if a man walked in, he was 12 feet tall, you tell me that's not a giant of a man? I said, how much do you think a man is 12 feet tall weigh? 10 feet. How much would that man weigh? 640 pounds. You tell me that wouldn't be a massive, massive a man? That's a giant. What do you do when you see someone? You just look. Sister Roberts said, because, you know, a ball player may be 6'9", 250 pounds. You know, he's skinny. I said, Sister Roberts, you see the man, you will realize the man is not skinny. I said, that's a big man. If you see a man 6'9", 6'10", and he 250 pounds, you will see a massive man. You know, that's skinny. 250 pounds? I said, Sister Roberts, you look at a man 250 pounds, and he's 6'10", and you will see a huge man. He's massive. And that's just the truth. So everything is known by the name. But Yahweh, somewhere we missed it. How can that be? I tell you what, you just take your concordance and just look up the word by. B-Y. That'll give you, I think it's in there about 1,200 or 1,200, 1,500. It'll give you a good day of study. As you see what the word by, that preposition, what comes after that in many places. It gives you something to keep your mouth shut. Man. Oh, that'll put you to sleep at night. You don't have to worry about going to sleep at night on that one. Do you do stuff like that, Pastor? Well, all the time I do. All the time? I do. Oh, I may have to wake up at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning sometime to do it, but I do it. So Goliath, this champion, he was a champion, but he had a name, his name by name, Goliath. And that has no importance, then our salvation has no importance. Why can you say that? Because John chapter 10, verse 1. 2-3. If that's not the case, saints, we have no salvation. How do I know? Let me read this. John chapter 10, verse 1. Look what it says. John chapter 10, verse 1. Yahshua said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Do you hear that? He said, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Listen to this in verse 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep, what? By name, and leadeth them out. If you tell me by name don't mean that you're going to hell today, you have no salvation. And so if you tell me by his name doesn't mean that you're a fool. He called the sheep what? By name. By name. By name. By name. He doesn't mistake Jane for Honeycutt, Jeff for Ray. He called them by name. By name. By name. Just like he had Simon there. By name. Just like he had Goliath there, by name. Just like he had Belzeli, by name. Just like he said, my people shall be known by name. My name. We can reject it. But it still doesn't make the truth of Yahweh of none effect. You reject his truth. That's why you should live by every word. By. It was so important that Yahweh said, Moses, I know you by name. He said, there's one down there by the name of Goliath. He's a Philistine, but he's a champion. I know him by name. I want him to be known by the name Goliath. I want Simon to be known by the name of Simon. I want David Lee to be known by the name of David Lee. That's how he did it. And he calleth them by name. He calleth them by name. When your mother called John, Tiara knows that she's not talking to Tiara. She's talking to John. When you say Richard, that doesn't mean Jennifer. But when you say Richard, depending on what spirit it is, Richard has provoked you. He knows what he's done, then there ought to be a fear. So he knows us by name, saints. He does. Satan wants to remove anything that is associated with name. He doesn't even want you to call him by name. So that's what most folks do today. They don't even use the word devil and hell. They don't even use that. I got an article, I preached on it one time before, that they don't even want to use the word hell. It is antiquated. It frightens people. Hell doesn't frighten folks. Amen. Let me read a few more scriptures. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. If you think that by name has no power, you're wrong, my friend. Mark chapter 5, verse 21. Mark chapter 5, verse 41. I want to read this. And when Yahshua passed over, we talk about Messiah here, Mark chapter 5, verse 21. When Yahshua passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. Look at this now. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet. And he besought him greatly, said, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and that she may live. The scripture says that there were, Yahshua passed on the other side. How many people? Much people gathered unto him. Do you understand much, saints? There were thousands of people. And yet there was one by the name of Jairus, a ruler, that he came by that name, and he fell at Messiah's feet. You think Yahshua didn't know the man was going to come? He knew Jairus in the crowd. For the father knew Jairus by name, like he said, I know you, Moses, by name. And Yahweh wanted Jairus to know him by name. That's why he came to fall at Yahshua's feet. And as he prayed, that he knew that they knew that only Yahweh could heal. They knew about the pool, Shalom, that once a year the angel would come and disturb the one, the first one that was healed. They knew about that. And yet by name, this man Jairus, by name, there were other rulers of the synagogue. There were other men. But this man, Jairus, sick daughter, he was there. Much people, by name, he came and fell before Messiah's feet. It couldn't have been David to fall. It had to be Jairus. Had to be. And the Father knew him by name. And that's what he wants us to know him by name, so he can call us by name. See, Moses knew him by name. And he knew Moses by name, too. And that is what he wants to do. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. I'm glad he called me by name. You can want him to call you by some other name, but I want him to call me by name. Listen to this quickly. I want to read a few. Just listen. You can write them down. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 12. Leviticus 19, 12. He always says, And ye shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy Elohim. He said, I am Yahweh. He says, I don't want you to do that. He spoke to Moses in Exodus 6 and 1. Listen. It says, Then Yahweh said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And Elohim spoke unto Moses and said unto him, He says, I'm Yahweh. And I appear unto Abraham, Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of El. Almighty, El Almighty, but by my name Yahweh, but by my name, but by my name, but by that name I was not known to them. I've also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan and the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say unto the children of Israel, he says, say unto them, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I, Yahweh said, I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgment. He said, I'm a judge. And I will take you to be my people, I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you an Elohim, and ye shall know that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, which brought you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into a land concerning the which I did swear to give it unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it you for an heritage. I am Yahweh. And Moses spake so unto the children of Israel. But look at this. But they hearkened not unto Moses, for they were anguish of spirit and of cruel bondage. And that's why many folks can't hearken unto the Spirit of Yahweh today, because of their own anguish of spirit, and because what they have brought their own mind and their own spirit under this cruel bondage. This own weight. It is not the weight of the Father. They're under cruel bondage. This cruel taskmaster. Your flesh is a very cruel taskmaster. Your natural mind, your carnality is cruel. It's enmity against Yahweh. And that's why you came here today, because of the anguish of your spirit. And because of the cruelty of your flesh. Egyptian, the Egyptian or Egypt represents the world, the flesh, the worldly manifestation of man. The lust of the eye, the pride of the life, lust of the flesh. It represents that. And so that's the cruel bondage of us today, because of the things we lust after. That is our bondage. And that's why you can't hear Yahweh, because of this cruel bondage. It drives you. Come on, those folks, they knew a year or two ago this place had filed chapter 13. You would think they would begin to become a little wiser, wouldn't you? Because of that lust of their flesh, now they're on the very exceedingly cruel bondage. House payment, car payments, credit cards, electric bill, water bill. Man, how are they going to come from under that? Oh, they're not. And the only way we're going to stay above the fray, you're going to have to know him by his name. He got a name too. It ain't Lord God either. It's Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. Be encouraged. May be encouraging. May his word bless you. Father, bless your people. Go with them, I pray, and walk you with mighty name.